from KQED.
Plenty of alcoholic beverages carry the label Made in Mexico, or maybe Hecho en México. Best known, beers like Corona and Bohemia, and of course tequila and the newly hip mezcal. But Baja California is now home to a thriving wine region. It's all part of a gastronomic revolution that's helping to turn the area into a gourmet destination. Reporter Megan McCarty got a taste for herself.
The drinking started early on our 10-person tour down to Baja, but it's not what you're thinking. This is not some booze cruise for co-ed partiers on spring break.
This is very good.
Yeah, this is really nice.
This is a group of discerning foodies on a pilgrimage to the Mexican Mecca of fine wine. We're on our way to the Valle de Guadalupe, just inland from the beach town of Ensenada. Everyone says it's like Napa 30 years ago, but there's nothing rustic about our first stop, Las Nubes. It's a state-of-the-art winery built like a Tuscan fortress with a jaw-dropping view of the valley.
This is the fermentation area we tried to use.
But as for the wines, are they any good? According to my fellow tourist, Marco Montes,
you can taste the soul, you can taste that passion for winemaking, and it really comes out.
And day-tripping tourists aren't the only ones taking notice. These wines are gaining recognition even among the rarefied ranks of wine critics, like longtime Wine Spectator columnist James Suckling.
What I like about the wines of Mexico is there are more things like Nebbiolo or Carignan, you know, grape varieties that a lot of us are less familiar with.
Right now, 90% of the wines produced in Mexico stay there. But the potential for market growth is limited. On average, Mexicans drink only half a liter of wine per person per year. Americans drink nearly 20 times as much. Mariana Martinez de Velasco heads up sales for Monte Chanique Winery. She has her eye on those customers north of the border.
That is, for us, our main focus, the U.S. market, to have people even know that there's Mexican wine.
The best way to introduce them, says De Velasco, is tourism. But that industry has taken a major hit due to concerns over ongoing drug violence and long waits at the border, which can take up to 3 or 4 hours, according to market research consultant Ken Morris.
And so it's that question mark, people saying, is it worth it for me to gamble, to drive, to get to the border, and then be stuck for 3 hours?
And even once you make it to the front of the line, there's more bad news. California residents have the unfortunate distinction of being allowed to bring only 1 liter of wine across the border. If you're not a resident, you can cross with up to 5 cases. But it's not easy, as wine critic James Suckling found out.
I was basically held in detention for over 3 hours. And they searched my car. They said we would be strip searched if we didn't follow their instructions. It was quite a hairy experience.
Consumers in California can now order many of the wines online, and they'll soon stock the shelves of several major grocery chains. But if you're the impatient type, you can always try your luck at the border, like my tour companion, Marco Montes.
How many bottles of wine did you get?
Well, we're trying to figure it out. So we have 3 in here, so we have 6. So guess what? You're going to have to take a couple of bottles for us.
Being a journalistic observer, I declined, so Montes figured it out on his own. Our bus dropped us off at the pedestrian line, and after 40 minutes, we made it across.
So we're here in America, and we have great wine from Mexico. It was a great day.
That's worth lifting a glass to. For the California Report, I'm Megan McCarty at the San Ysidro border.